Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Baba Kama, Perches Mishnah Mishtavav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asrabas Rachol Shishi B'zecher Avan Yuziva Gahagun Bikar of Mamesh. And this Mishnah is the opposite of Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah says Amaka of Imay Va'asabah and Chabura, a person who strikes his father or mother and he makes a Chabura, he wounds them. V'achavu Chaver B'Shabes, or somebody who wounds his friend on Shabbos, Pater Mikulon, he's Pater from all these payments B'bnei Shunida B'Nafshay, because he's judged with his soul, he's going to get killed. As we discussed, this is called Kamalei B'Dramine. One of the two different punishments a person could get, we give him the more strict as opposed to the lesser, and over here, wounding his father or mother brings along with it a chi of misa, as does wounding somebody on Shabbos, and therefore he does not have to make any of these payments. And v'chayel b'avid kenani shaloi, somebody wounds his avid kenani, pater mikulon, he's pater from all these payments as well, because it's his mamonis. It's like breaking your pen. You don't have to pay for that, it's yours. And so too, his avid kenani is his, he owns him, and therefore he does not have to pay for anything. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, we're going to list a number of set payments that the Chum decided this is the amount a person has to pay, specifically for baishas, for embarrassing. So tekel chaveroi, if a person punched his friend. According to some, is referring to yelling in his ear, but the Rav explains that this is punching somebody. He has to pay a sela for embarrassment. There's other payments as well. There's the nezek tzar, ripu, and shevas that have to be paid, but the baishas has a set amount of a sela. He has to pay a mana, which is 100 zuz. Staroi, let's say he slapped him. He has to give him 200 zuz. La'achar yadai, and if he slapped him backhandedly, he hit him with the back of his hand. He has to give him 400 zuz, because that's particularly embarrassing. Let's say he yanked the guy's ear. Talsh Basari, he pulled his hair. Rakak vigia by Rukai, he spat on him, and his saliva touched the person's skin. Heavier talisa menu, or if he pulled his talis, his garment off of him, and this is even an overgarment, and the person's flesh wasn't even shown. But still, this is embarrassing. It's like pulling off somebody's jacket, or par roish isha bashuk. He uncovered the hair of a woman in the marketplace. In all these cases, nice and arba mea zuz, he has to pay 400 zuz. And Zaklav, this is the rule, says the Mishnah. Hakolafi kvaidai, everything has to do with the kavod, the honor of this person. And these payments that we just mentioned are referring to a person who's extremely honorable, so that means that they're very embarrassed when this thing happens. Therefore, a very costly baishas payment is made. If the person is less honorable, they're not so chashuv, so less money would be paid. However, Amar Bekiva, Bekiva says, Afilo anim shebi Yisrael, even the poorest person in Klal Yisrael, Rayin osim ki'ilu him b'nei chayrin shiardim nechseyim, we view them as if they're chashuv people. That's what b'nei chayrin means over here, not free people, but very chashuv, important people who simply lost their money, and so they're still considered chashuv. And why is this? Shem b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, because every single yid is a son of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Therefore, these payments that we just mentioned in the Mishnah is for everybody, no matter their status or level of kavod. And umaisa, there was a story with a fellow who uncovered a woman's head in the marketplace. She came in front of Rabbi Kiva, and he was mechayev this fellow to give her 400 zuz. So Amrali, this fellow told Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi, ten lizman, please give me a little bit of time. And Rabbi Kiva gave him a little bit of time before he had to pay. Shemara, he waited. He finally got her at the right moment. She was standing at the entrance to her chatzer, and he broke his pitcher that he was holding in front of her, and ubayke iser shemen, there was a tiny little bit of oil, an iser's worth of oil in this pitcher. And what did she do? Gil says Raisha, she uncovered her hair, she was patting her hand on the oil, which was now on the ground, and she was then putting it on her hair to make her hair nice and oily and pleasant. Hemedolei Adim, this fellow had Adim record what happened, ubalfnei Rabbi Kiva, and he came to Rabbi Kiva, Amrulei, he told him, Rebbe, lozayani nice and arba mea zuz, to this woman, I have to pay her 400 zuz for uncovering her hair? She debased herself and embarrassed herself by uncovering her own hair just to get a little bit of oil that was spilling on the floor, and I have to pay her 400 zuz for uncovering her own hair? This is clearly not something that she's embarrassed by. So Amar Rabbi Kiva told him, Loya Marta Klum, this svar of yours is nothing, it's not valid at all. Why is that? Because Achav Ba'atzma, if a person wounds himself, Afal Bishayin Rashai, even though he's not allowed to do that, Pater, he doesn't have to pay anything, or Zachem Shechavubai, if other people wounded him, Chayavin, they're Chayav to pay. And Ba'kutzin Zityaisav, somebody who cuts down his own saplings, his own trees that grow fruit, Afal Bishayin Rashai, even though he's not allowed to, Pater, he's still Pater. Acherim shekatzus deyasav chayavim. If other people cut his trees down, they do have to pay. And same thing over here. Even though she doesn't mind embarrassing herself by taking off her hair covering, you're not allowed to do that, and that's why you have to pay for doing what you did. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Zion and Perek Test Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.